We're going to skip the last piece in Ayis Hay and go to Ayis Vav, which is the sugya of Kedushas HaYisod. All that we've been learning about his kashrus, because there was a little piece at the end of the marshal that really was not adding much to what we spoke about, and I'm anxious to get into Kedushas HaYisod. So we're going to spend a relatively short time working on the Mechaber's introduction to his kashrus in the Mizgeris of Kedushas HaBris. Now he's going to, all that we learned in the Maimra until now, he's going to apply and show us how it's all necessary for this, to build this Kedusha of Kedushas HaBris. Then we're going to, Mr. Shem, go into more of the Pnimius of Kedushas HaYisod. And then my dream is hopefully to spend the next, after that, like 6 months or a year on the Tikkun Klali of Rabbi Nachman Swissi, you know. To understand what did Rabbi Nachman bring to the world? What's the meaning of the Tikkun Klali? What's the Tikkun Klali? What is that? What's the Tikkun of Rabbi Nachman? You have to spend a lot of time to understand. That's the Pnimius, the Pnimius is the Rosn of our entire Sugya is Rabbi Nachman's Tikkun. And that you have to spend a lot of time to try to understand, to work on, to look at a lot of the Torahs and look at the Maran, look at the Halachas. This is Rabbi Nachman's Inyan in the world. And we have to spend a lot of time with Hashem. So that's just a preview. Let's begin Ayis Vav, Kedushas HaYisod. So these are, Moshe David sends them out every week, and whatever you find most comfortable, but it's the best thing to have in front of you, either on the page or on the phone. Kvar hikdamnu de inyan hamestayif memidas hayisaydu inyan kedushas hayisayd. At the very beginning of the Maimer, the Tzaddik said, "I told you that the midah of yisod. We have to first understand the midah of yisod. What's the midah of yisod? Before going to the subject of kedushas hayisod, kedushas habris." There's a certain darkness in the mind of every yeshiva bacher and every person who grows up in our world that when thinking about, when they hear Kedusha Sabris, when they hear those words, Kedusha Sabris, they associate it with something very painful, very improbable, very, very dark. It's like a big sign with a skeleton and the bones, that's the feeling that this conjures up when you talk about Kedushas HaYisod. That's why it's so important to learn about Yisod before getting to Kedushas HaYisod. But we've already been spending some years on the Inyan of Yisod. And he says, "She'en yodim b'diuk eich miskashrim ze leze." It's not clear to most people what's exactly the connection between the midah of Yisod and Kedushas HaBris, and Kedushas HaYisod. And then how's that help me, like in a regular day? With all the interesting, beautiful, deep Torah, like Lamaisa, how does that change my life? It's like that with all the midas. All the midas, the chesed, gvur, tiferes, and we could spend years talking about each of the midas. We could talk about chesed. We could talk about gvur, each one of the midas. But the sugi that we're in now, this is the biggest nisan before Mashiach comes, which the Svarim already spoke about a long time ago, especially Rabbi Sadik and Rabbi Nachman spoke about all the tzaddikim, the Vilna Gaon, also all the tzaddikim spoke that this is the inyan at the end of time. Is the midah of Yisod. Most people don't understand what is the connection between the midah of Yisod and like my being a good boy. Like how does that work? And how is this going to help me lemaisa in my life in terms of what I look at, how I think? I have to spend a lot of time afterwards talking about Kedushas HaInayim, Kedushas HaMachshav. These are all anofim, these are all branches, extensions of Yisod. Shmiras HaInayim, Shmiras HaMachshav. And so on. And even Shmir Saloshin. Be'en yodim b'diuk eich miskashim l'zeh. K'fi sh'nira b'kach b'eni har be'anoshim. So people naturally feel frightened about this. it's not discussed, it's not spoken about. There's a stigma that's connected to it. It's a huge part of Torah that is like a secret, and it was not meant to be a secret. It's yisod, not sod. It's supposed to be discussed. It's supposed to be part of our lives. Ali mida kedosha kechalamidas. It's a mida kedosha kechalamidas. It's chesed, it's gvura, and there's the mida of yisod. V'yesh ba'or gadol. It's not a darkness. V'yesh ba'or gadol. Since everybody associates it with this, you can't know, this is bad, this is disgusting, and it's all about taivas, and generally that's how we heard about all of this stuff, and that's how it's Loleno experienced as something which is very ugly and dark, disgusting. So people don't know that the mida of yisod is an or gadol. This whole sugi is a lechtige sugi. It's an or gadol, tremendous light. V'sheyachas the kol echad ve'echad ba'ashehu sham, women as well. Not in the same way, but women as well. Ba'ashehu sham, each person. Ukama ikka mida se yisod, and there's a bar beside it, shmai lo b'achav. Echad min ha'inyonim ha'sheyach na'avadis isha yisraeli. The Baruch Shalom created a world that with all of the beautiful things that are in this world, there's a lot of ugly stuff. There's a lot of pchisius. There's a lot of things that are creepy, ugly. V'yesh l'das shedvarim elu einim dvarim chadashim shanoldu bizmanenu. And all of this ugliness predated the internet. There was ugliness. There were disgusting things long before the internet. In every generation, there were ugly things, disgusting things. Hashem created a world. It's mislabesh in different ways. In every generation, a different era, every tkufa, not every generation, but in every tkufa, right now, it's mislabesh beikar in technology. But that doesn't mean that a bocher in 1745 didn't have his in Yanim. It was mislabish. In every tkuf, it's mislabish in different ways. Einem dvarim chadoshim shenoldu bizmanenu, elo hoyu kvar mi'oz yimei b'yis ha'olam. This is how Hashem created the world. Kidu shagam dor ha'mabul hoyu molei p'chisius. We understand that the whole inyan of the dor ha'mabul, and then with Stoim Amara in particular, is this pagam? K'mesh Metzino, Shanoach HaYis Tzadik, and the person in Torah is called Is Tzadik, is Noach. Even though, when comparing, not that we do that, but when Chazal compare Noach to Avraham Avinu, or to other tzaddikim, which the Medrash has with Moshe Rabbeinu and other tzaddikim, so it would seem that Noach is not in the same league as a Moshe Rabbeinu, as an Avraham Avinu. And Rashi says that right over there, according to Yesh Darshim, that he's not an Avraham Avinu. Uvachol Zayis, he is the one who is called Is Tzadik. We don't see that by Avraham Avinu. We don't see that Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Is Tzadik. They were tzaddikim. But the Torah says Noach Is Tzadik. And we also know that it was told to us that before Mashiach comes, the last time before Mashiach comes is that inyan of the Dor HaMabul is reappearing in our lives. The inyan of the Dor HaMabul. The energy of the Dor HaMabul is now here in the world. And the Torah calls Noach an Is Tzadik. And everybody knows that tzaddik is a code word for the midah of yisod. Tzaddik yisod olam. It's the midah of yisod. K'moshe metzin shenoach ha'is tzaddik, tzaddik hu kedusha se yisod. So the Torah is not saying that Noach is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah is saying is that in order to contend with the flood of filth of that time, the only way to contend with that was the midah of Noach is tzaddik. And that's what distinguished him from the rest of the generation, that he was the Is Tzadik. And without that midah of Tzadik, he would not have survived the Mabul. Sadik hu kedusha sa yesod. V'zahar yil umas hador sheyadom mole hashchasa. Because zel umas zeh osa lakim. The Baruch Shalom, everything, the way Hashem runs the world, of course, is zel umas zeh. So when there was a complete hashchasa of yesod in the world, the only one who could survive that, who could contend with it, was the one who's noch is sadik. So he specialized in this midah. He was outstanding. He was different. He was unique. In a generation that was flooded with Pagam HaBris, there was this one man, Noach Ish Tzadik. And that's why he's called Ish Tzadik, because he had what it took to fight against that tumah. Well, that's a tikkun, of course, but he had it at that time. It was him, Zehu. He was the only one. K'nemar ki hishchis kol basa da'ak ol haaretz. And the stam hashchasa we're talking about is this hashchasa. Hishchis kol basa. That was the hashchasa. And there was this one remarkable person who was Tamim B'Kedusha. Sadik Tamim B'Kedusha. Hashem is Baruch Ba'olamo, Ma'arach Shel Tov. Hashem has created a world that consists of an entire Ma'arach, a whole system of Tov. And Lumaze Ma'arach Shel Ra. And Zelumaze. So le'umas, that ma'arocha, that world of tov, there is keneged that, a world of ra. And these two worlds are vying for our attention. The world of tov and the world of ra. And of course the whole derech Hashem of the Ramchal, and that's the Ramchal and the Tzaddikim, this is the esek of the inyan of Bechira, and how Hashem Zohar made the world in such a way, of zeh le'umazeh, asar halukim. Ritzayin Hashem shiyeh Yehudi shenem ispal mikol hashiflius. The Ritzayin Hashem is that he created a certain type of human being that's called a Jew, and that this Jew, like Noach, that every single one of us, every single Jew, has the koach within himself, not to be mispoiled from the ugliness, from the shiflis and the shchisis and the pchisis of the world, not to be mispoiled. Not to be dragged along in the flood. Each one of us is equipped to be able to handle the marble, to create a teva with our use of the tevas of davening, the words of davening and learning. Each one of us has the ability and was given the responsibility to be able to sail along on a boat of Kedusha in a world that's surrounded, that's filled with a marble of tuma. We have the koyach to do that. Not to sink in such a world. Adrabba, Noach is sadik. Not to be mispal mikol hashiflius. Eliyet sadik yisod olam. That each and every one of us has the ability to be tzadik yisod olam. She'ena nichnas klal l'chol apchisius. Ena nichnas klal. The same way that Noach was. Noach was riding a teva, and he didn't sink in it. Every one of us has the ability not to sink in it, meaning not to have a whole milchama and a fight to float on top. Not to be every second of your life meshuga with this inyan. Not to have to be in that hand-to-hand combat every minute of your life, but to be in a place that's a teva of kedusha, tzadik yisod olam. No klal shaychism calls it. Not to a shaychism. It doesn't pull at you. It doesn't interest you. Only in kedusha, the way that it's supposed to be, in the right way, in the right time, in the right place, but not from the world of tumah. Le'noga v'le'paga. The same way that when you and I are sitting here right now and we walk out of this building, nobody is going to have this thought, you know, it's Sunday, I have this cheshek to go to a church. I wouldn't go in my neighborhood, of course. But I would go like someplace out on the island where they have some kind of a mincha mass or something. And I'm going to go there, I have such a taiva to go to have a mincha. But nobody has such an inyan. That, which thousands of years ago, our brothers and sisters had big taiva for that, and didn't want to get caught on a Sunday. You know, didn't want to get caught, and they had to go hide someplace. We can't even, to us, it's a joke. We have the same koyach, and in certain ways even more, that when it comes to this tumah of pagam habris, the same thing. Not to think about, where am I going to get my fix later on, when no one's going to catch me, chas v'shalom. God forbid anybody's thinking about that, but to have such a thing to happen to a person, where am I going to get a fix? Even walking on the street, to look at the wrong thing. The same way, nobody's thinking about going to a church. No one's thinking about going to have tarfis, a barbecue, to have some tarfis. It's not. I have no shaykhis to tarfis. I have no shaykhis to go to a McDonald's. No shaykhis to go to Easter. It's not my
world.
That's when a person lives a life of his kashus in to the midah of Yisod. Kfiha Omer, as we've learned, Ukamay Shivur, we're going to explain. Ish HaYehudi Chai Es Chayev B'Soich Olam Shel Gan Eden. A Jew who lives in the Teva, in the Teva of Kedusha, is living in a Gan Eden. Chai is chai b'sach olam shal Gan Eden. His mom is living in a Gan Eden. Chai is chai b'sach Gan Eden. Av sheyesh no b'chutz gam olam shal Gan. But outside the Teva there's a Mabul. Outside the Teva there's a Gan. Now, our problem, of course, is that we have to interact with the outside. Some people don't. But nowadays, even those who in the past were able to somehow avoid the outside, nowadays it's very, 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 very hard, almost impossible. Well, the outside is, it hasn't left pockets that are insulated from it anymore because of technology, and that's how they say. So even if you live, you know, in some little simta, someplace in Meir Sharm, it's the same thing in the pocket here, it's the same thing in the pocket there. It has the same buttons here, and it has the same buttons there. And Bechlal, the whole tour of Yerushalayim is not what it used to be. For those who are a little bit older and remember being in Yerushalayim 50 years ago, it's a different Yerushalayim than it was 50 years ago. It's a different Yerushalayim. The whole tour of the street is a different tour. When I was a bocher and I was in Yerushalayim, men and women didn't walk on the same side of the street. I don't mean in Beit Vagan. But I'm saying, the stores, Baruch Hashem, because of Parnassus, it's very good, and they're making a living, but the tzur of Yerushalayim is also not anymore a safe zone. It's wherever you go. Borough Park, Williamsburg, everywhere, there's no such thing anymore. It looks like it on the surface, but you don't have to dig very deep to find everywhere you go now. Any neighborhood, it's not what it used to be. So the teretz is not how to artificially create a bubble around myself. If you could do that, that's fine, that's okay, that helps you. But if you don't have a hiskashus to the midah of yisod, then nowadays you're not going to survive. It's not like it used to be. It used to be that you can get by living someplace in one of these, but not anymore. Ish Yehudi ein lo shayches imze. But a person who's makusha to the midah of Yisod, he's an Ish Yehudi, like Mordechai Ish Yehudi, like the Yid HaKadosh, an Ish Yehudi, doesn't have a shaychus to Gehenna. He works in Gehenna, he pays taxes in Gehenna, he goes to school in Gehenna, but doesn't have a shaychus to Gehenna. How could that be? The Gehenna of all of that shiflus, b'zayinus and so on. Vazinun al zen nitnlanu hamitzvah shavaleisa su achrei levavchem achrei nechem asher etem zayinu machrem. So this is what we say every single day in Kriyat Shema, that we have the ability not to be pulled into that Gehenna with our eyes and with our hearts. Not to be pulled into the Gehenna. Yehudi tzarech ladaz sheish chiyuv gadol shel shmiras einayim. A Jew has to know that there's a chiyuv of shmiras einayim, that we're not allowed to look wherever we want to look. But the tachlis is that you don't want to look in those places that are not for you. You don't want to see them. But a person has to know that the eyes have coverings, and the eyes are meant to only look at certain things in certain places and at certain people. And that living in a teva means you go to work, you go to school, but there are gedarim, there are siyogim, there are ways to create that teva around our eyes. Our eyes and our thoughts. V'yadu ma shehifligu tzadikim ba'omer malaposik havre eina mir ois shav. Havir ena meirois of Hashem, draw my eyes away, pull my eyes away. Havir means make my eyes higher, la'avor higher, that they shouldn't see things that are not good. Shav really means on a deeper level things that don't have true existence. Really, like Esav Chazal say, it's a lashon of shav, Esav shav. That there's a mitzias in the world of Esav. That's a mitzias that's not. That's not the mitzias of Yaakov Avinu. The different mitzias of shav, of emptiness, of emptiness, of meaninglessness. Of shemutav shetav ve'enei ve'eye iver. There are tzaddikim that said a very strong thing, that hav ve'enei means that if I have a choice between seeing things of this world, of being a person that's looking at Gehenim, and seeing these things, or not being able to see anything, God forbid, not having the ability to see, then the tzaddikim says such a strong thing on the pasuk. And they said, I'd rather be a person who's blind, chas v'shalom, a person who can't see, than to spend my whole life looking and staring at Gehenna in such a way. Than to see disgusting things. Everybody knows that the Chayzim Lublin, so we can't be masik the Kedusha of the Chayzim Lublin. That when he was young, when he was a bacher, he used to walk on this street and he had a kerchief, he had something tied around his eyes. The Indian of the Chayza, how did he come to have such eyes to see? That he's called the Chayzim Lublin, that he saw Misayfa Adamad Saifa, that he was raised in such a way, he was raised, he brought himself in such a way of Kedusha Seinai, till his eyes were only able to see, his eyes were only able to see things of Kedusha. Later on, he didn't wear the Shemat anymore. When he was younger, he wore the Shemat. When he was younger, he went in such a way. My father, Allah Shalom, had a brother, an older brother, Avram Hirsch, Avram Tzvi, who was killed in the Melchama. He was a huge Talmud Chacham. He had a chavrusa. He used to go for a few weeks every year to learn with the Minchas Elazar. It's a good chavrusa. He was a big tzaddik and a huge Talmud Chacham. And he was an Ish Kaddish. He was an Ish Kaddish. And my father said that since my father was the youngest of the brothers, that it was one of his main responsibilities was that he would walk, his older brother, Avram Hirsch, he would walk with him in the street because his brother never looked up from the ground. So my father used to walk with him, used to take him to walk someplace. He wouldn't look up. And what did you see, Sof Kol Sof in Ungvar, like in 1926, you know what I mean? Like, what was going on over there? What was there to see over there? There's people, Kedusha Seinai, to have such a hasaga. And the Chayz used to go like that with kshurim b'mipachas. Kadesh yishomer may reoiz davar shalok yitzon yizbar. Not to see anything. Shalok yitzon yizbar. Hasvar mefarshim palge mayim yordu einai alay shomu terasecha. Says in Tillim, there are floods of water that flow from my eyes because lo shomru terasecha. So lo shomru terasecha, the simple pshat is that I haven't kept your mitzvahs properly. But it's going, but the diktuk is not so poshuk. It says pal gemayim yordu einai al lo shomru. It sounds like the eyes have not been keeping the Torah. Because it says pal gemayim yordu einai al lo shomru terasecha. So either you say, Allah Hashem is talking about the other Jews. I'm crying, which some of the Farshim say. My eyes are flowing with tears because Lo Shomro, other Jews are not keeping your Torah. Okay. And as David HaMelech is saying, it makes me very sad to see that Jews are not keeping the Torah. But the Svarim say that Palge Mayim Yodu Einai Allah Shomro Torah is going in my eyes. That my eyes are flowing with tears because my eyes have not been guarding your Torah properly. Because my eyes have not been seeing things the way that they should see things. Omnam b'inyonim elu yeshnam harbe mo'ed nisyonos. There are tremendous nisyonos, especially now. V'yesh b'zaharbe protim v'harbe efonim. They already, you can go to the svarim stores, they already have svarim written on Shmiras Einayim. There are all kinds of svarim that are written on Shmiras Einayim. Bringing you all the chazals and from all of the svarim, likutim on this inyon of Shmiras Einayim. It's a lot. There's a lot in pnimiyas of what the eyes are and what that means, the shmira of the eyes. And there's a lot of practical etzes of how to help with shmir seinayim. V'kol echad hu olam olay. And each of these pratim is an olam olay. V'ein af echad doim l'chaveiro. And of course, each of these pratim are different, and also every person is different. And what works for one person doesn't work for another. So that's what we need to understand. When Rabbi Nachman revealed such an idea of tikkun klali, what that is. Rabbi Nachman is saying that it works for everybody. Everybody. Tikkun klali. And to understand how, what is that? Okay, now, sagrag beklolus ha'inyan, since there's so many pratim. This Mechaber says, I'm not going to go into all the different pratim, because everybody's different, and there are different pratim for each person that help with his nisyonos. But he says, I want to talk about beklolus ha'inyan. Batzada shovisha bekulam. The common denominator of all of this avoda in Kedushas HaYisod. Shiyesh b'ze'inyan shel nisyonos, the var b'siyayta d'shmaya, Ha'ech tikkun midas ha'yesod hu shorish ha'kedusha. How working on this midah of yesod is the shorish of kedushas habris. In the world of kedushas habris and or of nisyonos, so there's ahavas Hashem, there's yiras Hashem, there's tferes, there's netzach, there's hod, but that which holds the whole program together and lies at the base of the entire tikkun when it comes to these nisyonos is the midah of yesod. That's why it's called yesod. V'shezehu ikka korach ha'midah ben nisyonos. The ikka korach ha'midah ben nisyonos, the ikka korach to be able to have that teva of Noach is tzadik, is the midah of tzadik of yesod. Yosef Atzad, Midah of Yesod. Shalom Nevoish, Vleni Kosher, Vleni Kolom, Bar Lamezo, Bar Lamahama. Kvadi Barnu Shodom, Ashehu Sholom, Bemidah Yesod. We've already learned that the person who has Shlemas, who has achieved greatness in this Midah of Yesod, Harinav Sho Benuya Mimata Ad Lamala B'Yesod Echad, means that there's a binyan. There's a building, and we spoke a lot about that. And the same way that when you're building something, in order for that building to be strong and to be able to withstand any hurricane or any flood or terrorist attack, whatever it might be, in order for that building to be strong, it has to be built min hayesod ulamala. With all of the building codes, everything that's necessary, step by step, with every from the yisod all the way to the top floor, everything has to be built from the bottom to the top, in the right seder, with the mahalach, from the lowest to the highest, from malchus all the way up to keser. Keser yidn lucha maluch. Has to be built in such a way of yisod. And the person has to live his life makusha to this mahalach, this binyan of his life. It has to be with seder, and as we learned, with his kashus. Maschil b'chochma, v'over labina, das. I mean, of course, it starts with kesi, it doesn't go with that right now, but to the rotzen. V'heim olidim ahava v'yira, the whole first chelik of Tanya, of course, is this in this avod, and that's Chabad, Chochma, Bina, Das, and then through the father and the mother, Chochma and Bina, then to be Merle the Midas of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferes, and everything has this Seder, everything is clear and Mesudar. V'emolidim Ahava v'Yira, v'zemolid Tiferes. Then when you have Ahava and Yira, which is Chesed and Gevurah, then Chesed and Gevurah, you're going in the order, then Chesed and Gevurah give birth to and bring forth the Mida of Teferis. Whatever that is, we're not going into each Mida now. V'arehu k'moy binyan shel harbe kaimis is like a skyscraper. She yisoid munach amok ba'adama, where the yisod is deep, the foundation is deep, deep in the ground. U'machzik es kol ha'binyan, and it holds up the entire building in Misnase el harbe kaimis malaris, that towers into the sky. Like a tree that has deep roots, that's in good soil and has deep roots. That sheresh gives strength and holds that tree from the bottom of the tree to the top of the tree. That if a wind comes, if a strong wind comes, that the tree doesn't fall down. We're living in a time when it doesn't have to be a strong wind. If somebody comes along and goes, "You ready? It's fafal." The roots are not deep. And when the yisod is not strong or the roots are not deep, then anything that's different, anything that comes along, any person, any idea, any insult that comes your way, it completely uproots you, because the roots are, everybody's like a mushroom. So there's nothing. The roots are not deep. Any challenge to one's Yiddishkeit, anything that's right away, you know, there's no, the kach is to stand up to forget about a storm, but to a breeze. I don't think I don't have to talk beyond anything. Just this past tkufa of COVID, to see like what happened when there was this wind of COVID. Well, what happened to people during the wind of COVID? It was a breeze. I don't mean it was easy. There were people got sick, and there were people who died. Law later, that's not an easy thing. And families suffered terribly, terribly. People lost their panasa. People lost family members. People lost their lives. It was terrible. It's not completely over. The people are still suffering. So it wasn't easy. Somebody sent me a thing the other day where there was a football culture. I don't know, basketball, a coach from some major league, something, I don't know, some team, where the coach used a lashon about how it was a difficult year and that they contended this year the guys had to deal with the holocaust of a season. Holocaust of a season. Because the guys are running around their gotchkas, throwing a ball around. And that's called already, if it didn't go well, poor baby didn't get to the final or the playoffs or something. He didn't make another $40 million of what he was making, playing games his whole life. That's really called a lesson to use a holocaust. How they use the word holocaust nowadays. But it doesn't take a holocaust nowadays to knock people, to knock buildings down. If a building doesn't have deep roots, it's fafal. Something comes along, it doesn't have to be a holocaust. So I don't know what happened to his team, why they had a holocaust this year. I guess there was another team that played against it. That happens sometimes. If you're in sports, you have to, it's competition. But nowadays, let's take a holocaust. the kind of silly things that people get upset about and destroyed over. It's unbelievable. And the Yiddish guy gets destroyed over. Shekor hashorosh olim atad lamal va'aperes hatzoymchem sham toivim l'sukim. And when the roots of the tree are deep, deep in the ground, those roots give koiches to every single branch, and they produce wonderful fruits. And it continues, and has a hemshich. Goes on and on and on. There's a beautiful tzavah that we have from the Chasam Sofer, his last will and testament, the Chasam Sofer, where the main thing that Chasam Sofer was writing there, that he was davening, that the tree shouldn't dry up. And it was the Chasam Sofer saying, there's something that I tried to give over, that I received, and I'm begging you, my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, till the end of time, that the wellspring shouldn't dry and the trees shouldn't wither. That's what we all are davening for. But the kids themselves are growing up in homes where the roots are not deep. You want the kid to be a strong davener, he should be a big davener, and he sees that the roots are not deep of davening, or learning, whatever it is, they're not deep. Kein hu gam ha'odam ha'she yesh lo midas yisoy. But when there's a person who is strong in this midah of yisod, shumakusha b'kol midoysa milamata ad lamala, where he's makusha and masuda and a life of hiskashus and seder, so then the whole building is sitting on that yisod. Al shorish echad shel ha'chabad, the kedusha, chacham bina das of kedusha, midas of kedusha, chesek vur tiferes, and so on. Vin luma ze. Now, in competition with that, the competing team that's fighting against that whole ma'arocha, that whole building, that powerful tree of Kedusha, Hashem created kol ma she'Torah ginsa v'tiava, all the things that the Torah has described as being evil, bad, destructive, ugly, and so on. V'chol ha'dvar ma she'yachin l'dor ha'mabul, all the things that are dor ha'mabuldik, that the Torah describes, and we have many isurim, deraisis, and derabbanan. Ein lehem shum shaychus lehigoyin ulaseichel. All of the things that the Torah has described as being disgusting, as being dor ha'mabuldik, ein lehem shum shaychus lehigoyin ulaseichel. They have no shaychus to seichel, to what is rational. To higoyin ulaseichel, ein lehem shum yisoid v'shum binyan. And they have no yisod, and they have no binyan. Just like all of Hollywood, there's no yisod, and there's no binyan. Hollywood is like the whole Hollywood, and all the people but that whole mitzias that's called Hollywood. It's like a Hollywood set that it looks to you like it's real. You remember in the old television show, because they were still unsophisticated, and you watch like somebody driving a car, and it was the same trees like going by, and you know what I'm talking about, the same trees, the same buildings, and the guy, now the guy, like whatever, and the Three Stooges, they're going in, and it's the same thing all the time. So now it's all fancy computers, they can make it all look real, but it's all a Hollywood set. There's no yisod, there's no binyan over there. If anybody's ever been to a Hollywood studio or a Disney or something, there's a studio, and they make a whole mitzias of something, it's gornish magornish. It's nothing. It's nothing. You can go over and you can push it down. There's nothing there. It's not real. Especially now where it's b'chlal not real. It's all, what's it called? Vision? Virtual, yeah, whatever. It's not real. It's not made up. It doesn't even exist b'chlal. Used to be there was something from cardboard or something, but now it's not b'chlal, nothing. It's just, it's imagination. It's, I don't know. With a computer, they make pictures, and you don't even know when you look at a picture anymore if it's b'chlal, if that happened or it didn't happen, and they could make all kinds of different things that never happened. You take from one picture, another picture, and you put these pictures, and you make a mitzias. It's not a mitzias, so it doesn't have any mitzias. And you see those the people don't have. You see the politicians. You see, the like whatever was Shushan Habira by the last president, but now, that, like you see at the first Mishnah in Purim, you know what I'm saying? Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, whatever was in the last presidency, which I enjoyed that. That was a Freilich in Purim, that last president. But whatever was then, now everybody said, no, now we're going to have, this is going to be a, this new president, this is going to be a binyan. America is going to be, again, a respected. And this is a bigger Purim spiel than the last Purim spiel. I thought it couldn't get funnier. He was like entertaining, at least. This guy is just stomp like, I don't know what he does. But Trump was, at least, he was an entertainer. He was interesting, he was exciting, there was always something doing. You know, he was always saying crazy stuff and it was like he didn't care what people thought, and he was doing like outrageous things, like putting up Jews in an embassy in Yerushalayim. I know all kinds of crazy things were going on, and he didn't care. And it was like labor. It was the whole thing was Purim, and in the palace he has an Esther Hamalka. This guy is a guy, and he's got Jewish children, a Jewish Einikluch. I don't know what's going on over there. The whole thing was Purim. But now Purim, they said now Purim is over. The new people were saying, now we're going to have, this is going to be now like Shavuos. This is going to be a very choshev. Everything's going to be, you know, miyushav, and it's going to be. It's a bigger Purim spiel. The difference is that the last guy's Purim spiel was saving lives. This guy's Purim spiel is killing people. What happened in Afghanistan? And ain't no vain farm. Like, it's a Purim spiel. But there's nothing to it. Who is he? If he would sit here in this room right now, the president of the United States, and we'd ask him a couple of questions. You don't have to be some kind of a professional journalist. Just ask him, what do you think? what are your thoughts about the world, about life? Every one of our kids from Cheder would have a better clear mouth. And this guy has in his room a button that if he presses it's a big churban. It's nothing. It's the I HaMetzias. Rabbi Yochum has shmuzen on this inyan of how Ra is not Metzias. He has a shmuzen on this inyan in Rabbi Yochum. Gvaldige shmuzen on this inyan. How it looks like it's such a big mitzvah. And it's nothing from nothing. There's no yisod, it's the opposite. There's a bechlal lo yisodi. There's no foundation to it. It's a Hollywood set. There's no foundation. The second that Superman thought that he's really Superman, he died. He jumped out of a building. That's what we always told when we were kids on the old show. I don't know if it's true. But that guy jumped out of a building. Something happened, I guess he had an extra drink or two, and he jumped out of a building, and turns out, uh-oh. Lois, where are you? I'm just falling. It's not, I don't know, I got my cape, I got everything, it's Geidnish. And boom, that was the end, no more Superman. The whole Metzius of Hollywood is like this, is nothing. And the crazy thing is that people listen to them like, you don't remember the 1960s, most of you are young, but the 1960s, there was a tumor called Jane Fonda. I don't know if she's still alive.
Yeah,
she's still alive. She's written old Machshaifa. This tumor had things to say about Vietnam, about the war, and the whole America is saying, there's Jane Fonda. She doesn't exist. There's no Metzias. It's nothing. There's no Metzias. It's a binion of a Hollywood set, but no Yisod. And the greatest fear that a Jew should have in his life is that he should, Chalila, live his life without being alive. And without the meat of Yisod, that's why Yisod is called Chai. Ben Ish Chai, Chai, Chayim. Life is the meat of Tzadik, of Yisod. Doesn't exist. There's no Higoyim, there's no Seichel, there's no Tachlis. What's the tachlis? There's no seichel. There's no tachlis. That doesn't mean that they're not a lot of nice people. They're not smart people and intelligent. That has nothing to do with intelligence. We're not talking about intelligence. The same way that somebody could be a tzaddik yisod olam, and it doesn't mean that he's a particularly intelligent, or a sharp guy. It's not. It's a midah. It's something else. It's a midah. Bezer Shem continues.